Western Michigan with a 71-68 victory over Central Michigan on the final day of the regular season. Joined now by head coach Steve Hawkins. And Hawk, it was a grind, but the Broncos got it done.
We did. I mean, it goes back to the whole anybody, you know, anything can happen during Central versus Western. You know, and I think that was what we saw today. We came out and we did a nice job early, and then Central came back. They've got some guys that can shoot the three, and of course Randall was the story of the first half. And then in the second half, we made an adjustment and put our guy on him, put Nate Hutchison on him, and how appropriate on senior day that he was the one that shut him down.
I was wondering when you're going to go to that matchup, and I figured in the second half we were going to see it exclusively, and he played him right up in his grill for the first 11 minutes of the second half before you gave him a breather.
Yeah, we were going to try and keep him in, you know, pretty much the whole time Randall was in, but they never took him out. And once we got to a decent lead there, we went ahead and gave him a little bit of a break with Taylor. And Taylor did a pretty nice job while he was in there. He lost him once. We got lucky. He missed a shot. But for the most part, you know, our guys did a nice job.
Well, on senior day, your seniors were a huge factor in this game. Dan Loney hit a big basket on a pick and roll and really played well when he was in there, got his first start. And then it was Brandon Polkley who got you off there in the second half. He hit five threes and he was drilling them.
Yeah, he really was. We had to go to a different offense. We were trying to hammer the ball down low, and we were a little stagnant with it. And when we went to the lineup that had Connor and Danny in at the same time, we really got the ball moving side to side, and we were able to get some easy shots down there. Our guards did a nice job of passing the ball during that stretch as well.
All right, you got one of your assistants here with you, too.
The biggest assistant. This is the biggest assistant, little Alyssa. She just turned 3 months here, and this is the great thing. Win or lose, she could care less. She just happy to see Daddy and then ready to eat just like Daddy.
Yeah. Well, she knew you had it all the way, Hawk.
Of course she did. She slept the whole time.
All right, your senior's coming through with Hutch playing the big D. Hit a huge three there with about a minute or so to go. That was the big basket of the game.
Well, again, it's one of the things that you have to do when you're going to win a ball game like this. The ball went inside. They collapsed on it. Hutch was lined up from the three-point line. Hadn't done much, you know, from there in a while, but it was his shot to take. That was what they were giving us. It was his shot to take. And when he stepped up and knocked it down like the senior that he is.
Shane Whittington finished with 16 and 14 rebounds, another double-double for Shane, and he had a double-double with 7 minutes to go in the first half. He scored your first 12 points of the game.
Yeah, that was a big thing for us, we wanted to get the ball inside. You know, as I mentioned to the guys earlier, Robin, when we played Eastern Michigan, what worked in the first game against Eastern Michigan really worked hard to take away the next time we played them, which was the high post against their zone. And they did a great job of it. And I told the guys this morning during shoot around, you have to keep in mind that, you know, going into this game, we're going to work on certain things and we're going to do things that we did the last game that we feel like we took advantage of them with. But you have to understand that they're going to make adjustments. And we don't know what they're going to be. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen. They didn't make a lot of adjustments. It was just Randall that was ultra-aggressive. They ran real well, but they also ran real well the last time we played them. We made enough plays when we needed to and hit the big shots.
All right, Hawk, the Broncos go to Cleveland as the MAC West Division champions. And congratulations on that, winning that MAC West title and the Michigan MAC championship as well, as you win that hardware.
Yeah, it's really a good day all the way around. I mean, our seniors deserve this win. It was a hard-fought game. Then we've got a little over 20 former Broncos back. I asked them to come into the locker room after the game to sing the fight song with us. They did, and that was a great moment for me personally to see former Broncos and current Broncos all in the locker room together having fun singing the fight song after a game, and certainly a game against Central and on senior day. And now we get to go into Cleveland. You know, we get a little time off. and tomorrow, and we're not sure who we're going to play yet. So obviously we'll be able to just kind of work on Monday on ourselves, and then we'll figure out what happens with the brackets, I guess, at some point in time this evening.
Do you have to blow out the door to get Wrights in there?
Joe kind of blew it out for himself. Yeah, Joe had no problems blowing. He looked like a pulling guard going through the door there.
And that's what he is for the Indianapolis Colts, former Bronco basketball player now in the NFL. But, Hawk, congratulations on I just thought it was a great season, and still a lot more to come. The thing at Cleveland's wide open now. Akron's got some issues, and we found about that yesterday. There's a lot of teams that can win this thing, Western Michigan included.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and the thing that, you know, it's good. I mean, we have to understand that it is wide open, and we're excited about playing in it. The only thing that I told the guys, cautionary, in the locker room afterwards, I didn't want to put a damper on the win here, but the only thing I told them from a cautionary standpoint is that we have to take into Cleveland is we have to understand that if we go through a four-minute stretch like what we went through in the first half where we allowed them to get out in transition, and then I thought our big guys settled for jump shots, that we started taking too many jump shots. Darius and Shane were in there. We took some jump shots, and instead of really attacking the rim and going down low. And if we do that during a four-minute stretch in Cleveland, it can cost you a game and therefore the tournament. So we have to be careful about concentration. We really got to be careful about concentration with this group. You know, they still show immaturity here and there. They showed it today, but they also showed their tenacity and their fight as well today. Everything that could be in Cleveland was on display today.
All right, congratulations. Big win, and we'll see you in Cleveland, all right?
Sounds good, Robin. Thank you.